Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 25th of October. There is a strong inflation bias to today's data flow, although a lot of the data is not terribly useful. The US is offering up Michigan consumer sentiment data, and this, of course, includes inflation expectations for the future. The data is distorted by frequency bias, reflecting the price of food and fuel, not the complete basket of goods and services that make up the consumer price inflation calculation. It's also distorted by political bias, Republicans thinking they live in some dystopian modern-day version of Weimar Germany, and Democrats thinking inflation's largely contained. The value of this information is therefore more or less nil. There is also the question of political bias in the headline data series, which is so blatantly obvious that the question essentially answers itself. The real question is whether there's anything that can be gleaned from this bias as to what might be happening in the politics of the United States right now. The answer is probably not. If opinion polls are distorted, and one of the few certainties in the current political environment is that the opinion polls will be wrong, then a sentiment poll like Michigan data is also likely to be distorted. The US elections may depend on economic perceptions, but the Michigan data is unlikely to provide an honest indicator of those perceptions. Meanwhile, Tokyo consumer price inflation for October was more or less as expected on the headline measure. Inflation slowed, and the September number was revised down. Energy prices seem to have played a fairly significant role in the year-over-year disinflation forces. It's all to do with energy subsidies. And the number excluding fresh food and energy was higher than had been expected. It has to be said that the consensus was all over the place on this, so there was clearly relatively low conviction in the market as to what the ex fresh food and energy inflation rate would actually be. It might be better to describe it as coming in at the upper end of the consensus forecast range rather than get too worked up about it being above the point consensus number. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we are due to get the German IFO survey. It's becoming really quite difficult to muster even a shred of enthusiasm for survey-based sentiment data, especially as the bias to pessimism has been quite pronounced in Germany. Back on the inflation theme, we have Spanish producer price inflation and the euro area's inflation expectations. Those, of course, are subject to the same risks as their US equivalents. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.